Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NBA today is a lot more physical than it was to start the season. And you can see it in countless Knicks games, really any NBA game since the All-Star break. The referees are letting a lot of things go. They're calling the games a little bit more loosely and allowing more physicality. And you think for a Knicks team that is very physical already, this would be a great thing. And it is to some extent. However, if you're a 6-foot guard like Jalen Brunson, it doesn't help you at all. He goes into the paint. He gets hit, he gets touched up, and gets no calls. And recently, NBA insider with ESPN, Brian Windhorst, gave us some inside information regarding why Jalen Brunson doesn't get these foul calls like other star players do. We're going to break down exactly what he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on, so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The real reason Jalen Brunson doesn't get more foul calls each and every single game, I see Jalen go into the paint with that legendary footwork. He gets hit, still makes the bucket, no call. Or gets hit, doesn't make the bucket, no call. And a lot of people saying he's whining, he's screaming, he's yelling. You would too if you continuously get hit and get no calls. It would be something if he gets half the calls. That would be something. He doesn't even get that. Let this sink in for a second. Jalen Brunson recently had a 61-point game, almost tied Carmelo Anthony for the most points scored in MSG. You want to know how many free throws he shot? 6 free throws on 47 shots. Let me give you that one again. 6 free throws on 47 shots. And Tom Thibodeau stated right after that game, a foul's a foul. That's what I do know. What I'm hearing, I don't really like. I don't know what else you can do. What else you can say. It's clear as day. It really is that simple. And then after last night's loss to the Miami Heat, Tom Thibodeau had this to say about Jalen Brunson and those free throws. And no, that's not a typo. He did say that many times. According to Tom Thibodeau, it says 10 free throws, but he's getting fouled. I hate to say it, it's that simple. He's getting fouled. 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 It's that simple. Honestly, it really is that simple. If you're getting hit while you're going to the basket and you make the bucket, last time I checked, anywhere you play basketball, that's an and one. However, it seems like lately with Jalen Brunson, it's a question mark. Sometimes it is, but most of the time, it isn't. And I've just wondered why. Why isn't it a foul? Because to my eyes, to most Knicks fans' eyes, to most NBA insiders' eyes, it's clearly a foul. So why isn't Jalen Brunson getting the calls? Well, Brian Windhorst from ESPN gave us the following information about Jalen Brunson and why he doesn't get the foul calls like other stars do, essentially calling Brunson a foul hunter. In Brian Windhorst's own words, he states the following. He doesn't have the reputation of Harden or Trae Young, but he's a foul hunter. He uses the dark arts. This is what the referees are cracking down on. The fouls that he gets sometimes are not what they are going to give him. NBA insider with the New York Post, Steph Bondi, also stated the following about Brunson and why he may not get the calls. The other part with Brunson, as scouts and evaluators have explained, is that he's difficult to officiate as a foul hunter who often initiates the contact. So this statement by Bondi basically agrees with Windhorst's initial statement that the reason Jalen Brunson does not get the foul calls that we all see him deserve is because a lot of the officials agree or believe him to be a foul hunter. Foul hunter. That's a new one. So you're telling me because Jalen Brunson at 6 foot with that legendary footwork goes into the paint, finds somebody inside the paint, takes contact on them and makes the bucket, it's not a foul because he initiates the contact? What about SGA? Does he not do the same thing? Trae Young, does he not do the same thing? I guarantee if they were in the paint doing those things, they would have got the calls. Jalen Brunson, not getting those calls. Brian Windhorst even stated, it's likely because Jalen Brunson isn't the caliber of star that Trae Young or James Harden is. Sure, maybe that's true. But after this season, going into next season, everybody knows who Jalen Brunson is. He's put the New York Knicks back on the map, especially after all of these injuries. The New York Knicks should not be where they are right now. One of the main reasons they are is because of the legendary play of Jalen Brunson. And everybody is noticing it. Everybody is witnessing it. And by the way, everybody is talking about it. You got guys like Kendrick Perkins. And shout out to you, Big Perk. I see what you're doing. I see you on the big stage, on the media, always shouting out Jalen Brunson, the New York Knicks, and letting everybody know what this team can do when healthy. We appreciate that. I'm telling you, everybody in New York appreciates what you're saying. But just going back to it, Perkins said recently he thinks Jalen Brunson can take the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals. This was after the New York Knicks just dropped another loss.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And even after they're still missing all of these key players, Kendrick Perkins still said this and doubled down on it. I appreciate that. New York appreciates that. And honestly, I believe him. Jalen Brunson, in this particular form he's taken this season, which is an all-star type of form, superstar type of form, I think anything is possible. His play makes me believe that. And if you watch him long enough, he's going to make you believe that too. He's not the only one as well. You know what's good about Jalen Brunson? He makes the opponents that he beats down also praise him. Draymond Green recently did that on his podcast. And when Jalen Brunson scored 61 points, and his opponent for that game was the San Antonio Spurs. You know who plays for the Spurs? Keldon Johnson. And he said this about Jalen Brunson even after that game. Jalen Brunson is an amazing player, one of the best players in the league, and he showed it. Let's not forget to mention as well that Jalen Brunson won the Player of the Month award for the month of March for the Eastern Conference. The Knicks went 9-5, and Jalen averaged 28.8 points, 5.8 assists, and shot 48.1% from the floor. Just phenomenal. Craziest part about this is, look who the Western Conference Player of the Month is. That's Luka Doncic. What do those two have in common? Oh yeah, they both played for the Mavs. Luka currently does, and Jalen used to. Man, how things have changed. And even going back to last night's opponent in the Miami Heat, you got guys on that team like Kevin Love saying the following about Jalen Brunson. According to Love, Brunson's been amazing. Have those guys stepping up and playing really well. We know he's the guy. He's the guy that makes everybody go. 5 of 18, but gets everybody else going. Creates and takes so much players with him, generates so much gravity, and makes plays. And that's what I love to hear, especially about a New York Knicks player, a New York Knicks point guard, Jalen Brunson. He deserves all the praise, all the accolades. But you know what else he deserves? The calls, the foul calls. I understand a lot of people are calling him a foul hunter. I can understand that to some extent because when he's in the paint, if he sees somebody in there, he's going to try to take the contact and get and ones. You know who else does that? Just about every single other guard in the league. Sometimes they get the calls. Most oftentimes they'll get the calls. But Jalen Brunson doesn't seem to get those calls yet. And the only reason, in my opinion, he doesn't is going just back to what Brian Windhorst states. he is not seen as the same level of star as James Harden or Trae Young. Not yet. But after this season, taking into account what the New York Knicks need to do in the postseason, if they get the job done, this Knicks team is going to look very attractive. And if they get the job done behind Jalen Brunson, he is absolutely going to be known as a star in this league, a superstar in this league, because to me, he already is that. But if you're not sold on it, I'm sure in the postseason, like he did last year, he's going to do the same thing again, have another huge impact, and make you believe, not only in the New York Knicks, but in Jalen Brunson. His game looks better this year than it did last year. I agree with Kendrick Perkins. If this Knicks team can get the job done right behind Jalen Brunson, it's going to prove he is going to be one of the best players, not only in Knicks history, but also in the league. And that's what he deserves. He deserves to be spoken about like that, but he also deserves the calls, especially the blatant ones. I understand not every foul is going to be called in Jalen Brunson's favor. Cool, but at least make some of the fouls be called in his favor, at least half of them. If you're not giving him at least half of the foul calls, then what are we talking about here? Last time against the Spurs, he took 47 shots and only had 6 free throws. If you guys don't see a problem with that, if the NBA doesn't see a problem with that, I don't know how else to say it. I agree with Tom Thibodeau to an extent. A foul is a foul, and when you see it, you must call it. Write what you see. It's plain as day. If you're seeing Jalen Brunson going to the paint and getting hit, say something about it. Tweet about it. Write about it. Communicate it some way, somehow to the NBA that this is what you're seeing, because it's ridiculous at this point. He is going into the paint, he is getting hit, and he's not getting the foul calls, and it's ridiculous. He deserves them. He is a superstar in this league, and if Jalen Brunson shows out in the postseason, which everything is pointing to the fact that he will, given the season he's having this year for the Knicks, and given what he did last year in the postseason for the Knicks, he is going to have a great postseason, in my opinion. If that happens, it's just going to give him even more kudos, even more praise headed into next season, and hopefully the referees understand that, see that, and give him the calls that he deserves, those superstar calls. He deserves them at this point in time. He needs to get them, and really, he is getting hit. So the calls need to happen. Hopefully that happens sooner rather than later. Jalen Brunson is a phenomenal player for this Knicks team. He is doing everything you want to see him do. And even though some players, even some NBA insiders seem to regard him as a foul hunter, I don't care about that. If you're playing your game and you're doing what the defense gives you, and sometimes the defense is going to give you that foul, if that's the case and you take it, how am I going to be mad at you? How is anybody going to be mad at that? You're taking what the defense gives you. Last time I checked, that was NBA basketball. So I'm not upset with Jalen Brunson. I have no issue with him taking fouls or looking for contact, because good players do that. All the good players do that. And that's not the only way he scores. He scores in every single way possible, not just with contact. So give him a little bit more respect and give him a little bit more praise. Jalen Brunson is real. He's here. And in my opinion, he is absolutely a superstar. He deserves that praise, and he deserves that kudo. He also deserves these foul calls. Hopefully he gets them too. But what about you guys? What do you think about Brian Windhorst basically stating that the reason Jalen Brunson doesn't get more foul calls is because he looks for contact and tries to initiate it, basically calling him a foul hunter? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.